All right, so we'll go ahead and start the board meeting. Okay, welcome everybody, and welcome to our village board meeting, regularly scheduled board meeting. It's just 7 o'clock. I'd ask the clerk to please take the roll call.
Excuse me. Trustee Bachner.
Here.
Trustee Gillis.
Here.
Trustee Vasquez.
Here.
Trustee Brennan.
Here.
Trustee Johnson.
Here.
President Adusi.
I am here. Also, I need a motion to allow Bob O'Connell to join the village board meeting telephonically.
Okay. I move to allow Trustee O'Connell to participate electronically since he's away for due to employment.
Second.
Okay.
Trustee O'Connell, you're joining us now?
No, we have to make a motion.
To take a vote.
Take a vote.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Trustee Johnson.
Yes.
Trustee Bachner.
Yes.
Trustee Gillis.
Yes.
Trustee Vasquez.
Yes.
Trustee Brennan.
Yes. All right, thank you. And if we can all stand to say the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Let's see if we've got any speakers. Oh, okay, super. Don is it Don? Yeah, Glazer. Yep. For the Plains River, you can talk. It's up to you. It's on our consent agenda. You're more than happy to, you know, take a speak at this time. Yeah. Yes, of course.
I'm Don Glazier. I live at 11 Thatcher. Lived there since 1991. And for the 31 years I've lived there, traffic has always been a problem. As everybody knows who's read the village-wide traffic study, it's been a problem. Speeding and the configuration of the street is not very conducive to living on it.
Yep.
So I was really excited to see, and I want to just share my support and other folks that live on the streets support for this effort to try and change the configuration, adding the bike lane it's in the consent report. I think it's rare that you have an opportunity to do something that can solve problems and make the town nicer and make people are happier and less gas usage. And this is one of them. So I would strongly encourage you to do whatever you can to move it forward because I think it really can potentially solve some speeding problems, make bicyclists safer, happier, live longer, all good things. So anyway, just wanted to let you know that
super.
We were very happy to see this and look forward to watching it progress.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Don. Yep. Okay. I think that takes care of the public testimony on our list here. So I'll go ahead and ask the board members to make any other comments. So Ken?
Yeah, I have no comments today. Thank you.
Bob, I'll go back to you. So Bob, do you have any comments?
Nothing this evening. Thank you.
Okay. Katie?
Thanks. Well, I'm happy to give further information updating from our last meeting about plans for the Juneteenth flag raising this year. Last time I announced our date, and now we've made some really good progress in planning the run of show. And we've had some invitations that have been accepted to participate. So we're really excited about that. And we're also excited that we're going to start to work with the DEI group to hopefully share the planning with them and build a plan for continuation of the flag raising. So it's not just reliant on a couple people planning it, but hopefully it will be housed with the DEI group in the future. So very excited about that. Also wanted to just mention the minutes from last meeting quoted me as saying that the Juneteenth event is being hosted by the library, which it's really being co-hosted, co-sponsored by the village and the library. And I think it's important just to clarify that because it's really important to acknowledge that we're collaborating with another governmental entity And it really is a collaboration. And then also to highlight that the village is a sponsor. And that's important because it's the second year that the village is sponsoring it. So I don't know if it merits amending the minutes, but I wanted to at least acknowledge that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's up to you. I mean, I think the fact that you, I think we all acknowledge it. And I think that might be good enough. So, yeah, thank you for it's good that you clarified it.
Okay. And then I just have another question about how it works. We had a packet for this meeting, and then the packet was updated. And I know I got a message that the packet was updated, but I don't know if residents get that message. And I know there are situations where residents will read the packet, think that they've read the most recent packet, and then if it's updated, they wouldn't necessarily know that it's updated unless there's a reference to the update on the village website, which I didn't see. So just for clarification and transparency for residents, I wanted to ask how that works.
Sure. So in this case, the only change to the packet was the additional documentation that was submitted or requested to be included by the applicant in regards to the zoning variation on the agenda. So that's why the packet was updated. Amendments to the agenda can be done up to 48 hours before the meeting. Since there was no change to the agenda that went out, I know in the past for like the constant contact that we send out to the village board, if we added an item or if there was a change to that, we would send that back out. But since this was just an additional documentation, we did not do that.
Okay. Well, I appreciate knowing personally that it's updated. I realize that I got preferential treatment because I got a note, a ping that it was updated. I haven't heard from any residents, but if I was a resident and I read it early and then it was updated, I might sort of be scratching my head.
But it's... Okay. All right, Bob. We'll make sure the news gets it. But I mean, it's also updated on our website, right?
Correct. Correct. We okay. Swapped out the version up there. I think the reason for that is to not, spam people that are receiving emails, but the comments are understood and we will make a practice of doing that in the future.
Thanks.
Thanks,
Ken. Jeff? Nothing to add. Thanks.
Chris?
No, good evening, everyone, and I have no further comments.
So,
good evening, and I hope everybody's having a great spring break. The roads are pretty clear this week.
Yeah. So far, so good. Thanks. Erica?
Yes, I'd like to start with a land acknowledgement. So as we begin, we are mindful that we hold these meetings on land that was once and still inhabited by Indigenous people, including the Ojibwa, the Chippewa, Menominee, Potawatomi nations, and more. We will remember our nation's history and honor the Native people as stewards of this land that was colonized, and that River Forest continues to be a place many people from diverse backgrounds live and gather. And just want to echo what Trustee Brennan mentioned in her comments around the DEI committee supporting with volunteers and coordination organization around the Juneteenth celebration. Looking forward to working with you and Sheila and the River Forest Library. So excited about that.
Good stuff. We're going to have the ice cream vendor?
Of course.
Good.
Well, we've reached out to them.
Okay.
We haven't heard back.
All right.
But it's still cold out. So
all right. Oh no, it was a great ice cream. Okay. I have really nothing more to report. The only thing I might want to say is that for those who celebrate Easter, happy Easter to everybody coming up on the 31st. It's early this year. So but that's all I have to offer tonight. So it's a quick night. And comments. All right, with that, I will go ahead and move on to the consent agenda. If I can.
Could I ask that we pull the, just for discussion, sure. Item H, the Des Plaines River Trail?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, then if I can get a motion to move A through G and I.
Motion to approve consent agenda items A through G. And consent agenda item I.
Second.
All right. Thank you, Bob. Okay. Is there any questions or comments regarding those items? Hearing none, if I can ask the clerk to take the vote.
Consent agenda item A, Village Board of Trustee meeting minutes, March 11th, 2024. B, Administration Department report. C, Fire Department annual report. D, First Responders Wellness Week proclamation. E, authorization of the sale of Fire Department Vehicle Car 299 ordinance. F, authorization to sell surplus village property, Ford Police Pursuits ordinance. G, lead service line replacement, final inventory, plan submittal, and one-year design, $101,280. I, contract renewal, Springbrook Software. Trustee O'Connell?
Yes.
Trustee Bachner?
Yes.
Trustee Gillis?
Yes.
Trustee Vasquez?
Yes.
Trustee Brennan?
Yes.
Trustee Johnson?
Yes.
Okay, real good. Okay, then let's move on to H. So if I can get a motion and a second on item H.
I move that we approve item H in the consent agenda.
Second.
Okay. Okay, very good. So, yeah, it's a good discussion. So any questions you want to make?
I asked to pull it because I have a specific question, but just in general, I do agree with this, of course, and I agree with the residents' comments on it. We started working on this at least back in 2018, maybe 2017, and I remember attending a meeting in the northern suburbs in a room that had a big conference table and a huge map that covered the whole table that showed the whole river and how this was potentially going to all come together. And it's really satisfying to hear that, you know, parts have been completed and that we're finally getting to the River Forest part. Mm-hmm. The question that I have is on page 73 of the packet, mm-hmm. It says that staff is going to have a meeting to review the preliminary concept plans and to provide feedback. And what we did a few years ago on this was we formed a resident a committee to review this and provide feedback. And that included local cyclists. It also included the owner of our local bike shop. And the input from that committee was fabulous. It was really, it's what led us to where we are today. And rather than just relying on staff feedback, I would ask that we reconvene. It's not too hard to do. Reconvene that resident cyclist group and take advantage of the lived experience that we have in the village so that we can get good feedback from people who are out there on the streets on their bikes.
No, that's a great suggestion, and I agree. I'm not quite sure we're going to find the exact same people.
That's getting, not the point. Yeah. It's the point is, yeah.
Yeah, to get, but so I think it's a great idea. All right.
And I can help you with that, Matt.
Yep. And like you said, the bike shop and everything else, really, really good. Yep. Okay, great. Thanks. Any other comments on this? I agree with Katie. I mean, we've been working on this for a long, long time, and I think some of the money's finally coming in to get it done. So the vision that we had years ago, as Katie mentioned and Don's mentioned, I mean, it's finally coming to fruition. So hopefully it does work. So, okay, good. Any further questions on this? If not, we'll go ahead and take the vote.
excuse me. Trustee Bachner.
Yes.
Trustee Gillis.
Yes.
Trustee Vasquez.
Yes.
Trustee Brennan.
Yes.
Trustee Johnson.
Yes.
Trustee O'Connell.
Yes.
All right. Okay, super. Thanks for that recommendation. All right, so we're moving on to recommendations of boards, commissions, and committees. The first, we're going to take them separately. I think we should. The first one is a motion to appoint Susan Charette as the co-chair of the Sustainability Commission. So if I can get a motion and a second.
Sure. Motion to consent to the village president's appointment of Susan Charette as co-chairperson of the Sustainability Commission.
Second.
Any questions or comments? I know Susan is here in the audience. Thank you for all your work that you do on behalf of River Forest and the Sustainability Commission. And it's going to be good. So hopefully we'll get a vote here. So any questions for Susan or the commission itself?
I'm just curious, have we had co-chairs for the Sustainability Commission in the past? And if we haven't, what led up to that?
Yeah, no, we actually passed changed the ordinance last board meeting, and I think it was just for transitional purposes. But I'll let Lisa; she's been engaged with
this. Actually, it's a lot of work, and the chair and the current chair asked for a co-chair for transitional purposes. But we truly would encourage, if it turns out to be something permanent, that we keep it in place, because these are volunteers that have been doing it for a long, it takes a lot of time and effort. So it just helps.
That was my assumption, but I just wanted to make sure there wasn't anything.
Yeah, no, good question. And that's why we needed to kind of update the ordinance last time. Super. All right. Hearing no further questions, if I can ask the clerk to take the vote.
Trustee Gillis.
Yes.
Trustee Vasquez.
Yes.
Trustee Brennan.
Yes.
Trustee Johnson.
Yes.
Trustee O'Connell.
Yes.
Trustee Bachner.
Yes.
Okay, great. So the second piece of that is from the Sustainability Commission. And by the way, congratulations, Susan, is the electric vehicle readiness cohort zoning action item. So if I can get a motion in a second, and we'll talk through it.
I'd like to make a motion to direct the village administrator to propose text amendments related to electric vehicle charging stations to the Zoning Board of Appeals for a public hearing and recommendation.
Second.
Great. Seth, do you want to take this? Yeah, thanks.
So this is related to the electric vehicle readiness cohort through the Metropolitan Mayor's Caucus, which we began work on in the fall. We pulled together, the MMC had provided a number of recommendations for zoning changes, including some sample language. What's pulled together in the packet, it addresses anything to achieve any designation bronze through silver, or bronze through gold, I should say. And then this was discussed by the Sustainability Commission this past, last week, 2 weeks ago, and they provided their input to this, but this needs to go through the full zoning board because it's zoning changes. Any questions, happy to answer. I detailed everything out, and there was a preliminary text based on that model language from the MMC.
Looks great. Any questions for Seth? Or I know the Sustainability Commission talked through this pretty extensively too.
This was the a big portion of the last meeting that we had with the Sustainability Commission.
Okay. For the objectives and action items list that's on the back of this request, can you remind us what the numbers next to each of the items is? So like under bronze, there's a 5 and for some things, and there's a 2 for others.
Yeah, so that's the total number of points. So how it works, it looks very similar to the SoulSmart program, where each action has a number of points assigned, and you have to complete all the required ones within a given designation, and then have a total points above a certain threshold to receive bronze, silver, or gold designation.
So if we were to put this through this evening, and then do they say like you got 4 out of 5 points for anything, or do they
give you the 4? It's either all or none.
But to be clear, we're voting to send it to the zoning board for them to weigh in.
So this is a very preliminary draft, and then the relevant points from the MMC action item list are highlighted there as well.
And I think our plan would be to update the grading committee as we go to make sure that the language aligns with their grading system. We did a similar process with SoulSmart to make sure we were getting the credit and not just going through this exercise only to find out that it wasn't up to their standard.
I have a question about the draft.
Yep.
There's one part in the draft, it's section C1 on page 90 of the packet. It talks about the appearance of EV stations, and it reads, electric charging station and associated supply equipment shall, whenever possible, be located so as not to be visible from any public ways. And I just wondered about that language. On one hand, I'm thinking, don't we want people to know it's there?
So yeah, this that I had copied directly from the model language that was based on input from the Sustainability Commission. I think it was more tailored to, and I didn't add any sort of additional clarifiers into this to residential parking, specifically single family residential, where it's not essentially placed in the front yard.
So that really relates to single family.
Yes.
Okay.
So that is something that would need further clarification. There was another item in here that the initial draft did not state commercial areas, and then I had added that in after the feedback from the Sustainability Commission, but I tried to keep it as close, other than referencing other parts of our code, as close to the model language that the MMC had provided. So
yeah. Okay. Because I think we want people to know about it if it's in commercial or public.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So with that comment, I guess I'm good with this.
All right. Good. Any other questions for Seth? Yep. We need. Okay. If we could take the vote, please.
Trustee Brennan?
Yes.
Trustee Johnson?
Yes.
Trustee O'Connell?
Yes.
Trustee Bachner?
Yes.
Trustee Gillis?
Yes.
Trustee Vasquez?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Okay, then we've got one Zoning Board of Appeals request, and this is 214 Gale. So if I can get a motion.
Sure. Move to uphold the recommendation from the Zoning Board of Appeals and approve an ordinance granting the requested variations to Section 10-9-6 of the Zoning Code at 214 Gale Avenue.
Your second?
Second.
Thanks. All right. I know Kristen couldn't be here because they're on spring break, her and her husband. So is there anybody that's going to give the board an update on it? Or?
No, unfortunately, their architect was also not able to attend, and they were out of the country. They did submit a brief letter to explain the changes, but following the village board's comments back in January, the Vogans took their proposal back to the Zoning Board of Appeals, removed that second floor bathroom from their plans, and also shortened the garage by about 2 feet and 2 inches, which made it a less significant variation. There were no public comments at the public hearing at the Zoning Board. We did receive 2 emails from residents that previously had voiced objections to the plans, revoking their opposition to the plans. It's also included in the packet. And the Zoning Board of Appeals voted 6-1 to recommend approval of the variation.
Oh, yeah. Any questions from trustees regarding this? It sounds like the applicant took a lot of things that you all said and the ZBA said. So the good news is they listened. And it sounds like it's in... It makes some sense for us. So let's go ahead and take the vote.
Trustee Johnson.
Yes.
Trustee Bachner.
Yes.
Trustee Gillis.
Yes.
Trustee Vasquez.
Yes.
Trustee Brennan.
Yes.
Trustee O'Connell.
Yes.
Okay, great. Okay, well, that concludes the original the agenda. We're now going to go into executive session. So we'll need a motion to enter into executive session.
Okay. Move to enter into executive session pursuant to 5 ILCS 120/2C2 and 11 to discuss probable and imminent litigation and collective negotiating matters between the public body and its employees or their representatives, or deliberations concerning salary schedules for one or more classes of employees. And the village board will adjourn after executive session and will not return to open session.
Your second?
Second.
Okay, thanks. All right. So let's take a vote on that.
Trustee O'Connell?
Yes.
Trustee Bachner?
Yes.
Trustee Gillis?
Yes.
Trustee Vasquez?
Yes.
Trustee Brennan?
Yes.
Trustee Johnson?
Yes.
Okay. So we'll go into a, give a couple minutes going to executive session, you know, kind of.